Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, here we are on Tuesday morning, and time for us to say good morning and Happy New Year to the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you. We haven't talked since then.
I know. It's been since last year, and since last year the city council met until last night, your first meeting of the new year. And you start the year, as we knew was going to happen, short one member, correct?
Yes, absolutely, yes. Lisa did turn in her resignation, and it was effective at the end of the year, but then, of course, we didn't receive it until last night because we didn't have a meeting between now and then. So the process starts to replace her, and the next vote-getter did not get the 25% of the required vote in order to be an automatic appointee. So the city charter does state that we are to solicit and consider letters of interest from qualified and registered city electors. And so we are opening up that process right now and asking for people to send a letter of interest with a resume to the city council through the city clerk. We're going to accept them through Tuesday, January 26th at 4:30 p.m., which gives 2 weeks. And at that point, then all of those letters and resumes will be copied and sent to the entire council for our review. And we will meet on Monday, February the 1st at 6 p.m. in room 408, and we'll ask the candidates to show up, and they will be allowed 4 minutes to give an introduction, and we will vote that night as to who we are going to have, and then they will actually get seated in the following, which would be the first meeting in February.
Has this procedure played out before with city council? It always seems like the next top vote getter does have that required 25% of the vote. Have we had to go through this process before?
No, we have not. Not ever since the charter has changed, which has been quite a few years, at least 10. Oh, longer than that. Oh, gosh, yeah, probably.
I know. Don't go there.
I know. It's scary. But no, it has not happened before. The next person has had the 25% in order to be automatically appointed. Okay. So this will be the first time we've done this. This just kind of goes back to how it was done before the charter, put that in there. However, that being said, it wasn't quite so formal. Back then, it usually was just kind of a word-of-mouth thing, and somebody had, you know, there was no structure to it until we did the charter change back here, like I said, 10, 12 years ago.
Anybody that qualifies to serve on city council and is interested can get their letter in to the city clerk in the next 2 weeks, and then you'll make your decision. On the agenda last night, you're looking at potential new housing development in Port Huron. It's not every day that something like this comes along.
No, it's not. You know, I think the last time we had a big housing development like that would have been Northern Woods Subdivision. And certainly that was quite, wow, now here we go with years again.
Yeah.
But that was probably more like closer to 30 years ago. And because we don't have large tracts of property in the city of Port Huron where we can put more than a house. So, I mean, of course, you had, after Northern Woods, there was some other condo projects, but not like single-family homes that were built in mass. So this is going to be really good. It's a nice location. The houses are going to be about 1,800 square feet, single-family living, and we did pass a first reading of an ordinance last night to change the zoning only to allow it to be condominiumized, which does not mean they're going to be condos in the sense of what people think condos are, but it gives the opportunity to put those restrictions in there to make it consistent so that everybody, say, had to have the same as far as the size of the homes and the garages and all of those kind of things that you want to be consistent to have it be an attractive neighborhood. So looking forward to it. The manager said that he expected to have basements dug next summer, so that would be nice. It's going to be, I think, 18, 19 homes. So and they will be in that, middle range. So they're good family homes for people.
That's the area along 10th Avenue where the day treatment Night Watch program used to be.
Right, and it's very close to Garfield School, so for anybody with a family, that's wonderful.
Absolutely. What else is on the horizon in the coming year? What are we looking forward to in Port Huron besides further battling COVID-19?
I was going to say we're looking forward to being out in public.
Yeah, no doubt.
Looking forward to being able to socialize. I mean, here we are again. It's January, and we normally have our Chili Fest, and we're not. You know, it's just another event that's had to be, canceled for this year. I mean, yeah. I know, you think about back to last year with a lot of events canceled, and you think, well, 2021, we're going to have our events, but it certainly isn't happening yet. And so, those types of things that usually give a little excitement are not happening. But, coming up for City Council, of course, after we fill the vacancy, then we have a goal session that will probably happen end of February, 1st of March, and we get right into budget season and the whole thing. So, I mean, that's kind of, what we'll be working on, certainly like you've said about this housing development, and looking forward to seeing Larry Jones Wrigley Center coming to life. He's working on that. So, we do have some good projects coming forward, and, I know they've got a lot of activities that our recreation department is doing as far as during this time, and downtown seems to be, hanging in there, and they've gotten a lot of events. They have an event later in January, too, for Winter Wonderland. I think it's on a Saturday. So, we're trying to keep things upbeat and going, and, the project at McMorrin will be happening, too. So we hope to see some good things in 2021.
Yeah, I think we absolutely will, and we just need to stay on the positive side of things and again, support those local businesses. Like you said, downtown's doing all right. They obviously would like to be doing better, but there's only so much you can do.
Absolutely, when you're, when the way things are. So that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for the virus to go away, I guess, and us get back to somewhat normal.
Yep, I think that's the goal for 2021. Mayor, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk again very soon. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.